Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Afterlife Voicemail System. If you're trying to reach heaven, please press 1. For Yahweh, press 2. For Muhammad, press 3. If you're trying to reach Nirvana, you're going about it all wrong, so we certainly can't help you. If you'd just like to leave a message, wait for the beep.
Welcome, everyone.
Hi.
This is Erin Chapman from BAMPT.org. She's here to kind of promote their website, as well as kind of give you some information about some Facebook groups that they have. So, Erin, welcome. Thank you for coming on my show.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Okay, so this website is pretty awesome, especially if you love vampires. I love vampires. so I'm definitely always impressed when I go to your guys' website. Could you tell me how you guys, you know, started out, how this got to come to be?
Yeah, we kind of have a bit of a backstory with that. VAMPT actually started out as a website called vampirologist.com, which was Anthony's website. So the other person I work on the website with, Anthony Hogg, he's actually the administrator, and I'm the co-administrator for VAMPT. So he originally had a website called vampirologist.com, and it was a spinoff from his Facebook group, which I know you're familiar with, the Vampirologist as well. And he basically created it with one of our good friends, Sufi Muhammad, and they put it together, and it was done in October 2013. And pretty much I met Anthony in November 2013 in his Facebook group, The Vampirologist. And he basically introduced me to his friend, Sufi, as well. So kind of the three of us got to talking. And we worked out a creative brief together, and basically by January 2014, we ended up with having VAMPT. So it was kind of a little bit of a long journey. It took a few months, and yeah.
Awesome. So you guys have been doing this for a while now. What is, you know, one of the main goals of VAMPT.org? Do you guys have, like, a kind of like a mission statement of some
sort? We don't have an official mission statement, but we basically see VAMPT as a vampire interest site / magazine. We like to get the story behind the story, so that's why a lot of our articles that we actually write, they take a lot of research, because, say, if we find something that's going on in the media that piques our interest, we usually dig and go way beyond what is actually circulating. I call it media rehash, but the stuff that you see going around. So that's one of our big things that we pride ourselves in, and we just deal with anything that's vampire-related, all sorts of diverse topics. And Anthony pointed out a long time ago to me, really, that anything can be vampire-related. So if you go to Google and you go and look up, like, vampires plus yoga, you'll find something. Or vampires and knitting, you'll find something. Like, the other week I was actually looking, because I'm a turtle person, I looked up vampires and turtles, and sure enough, what did I find? I found a stuffed vampire turtle, which I actually purchased online. So yeah, it's
awesome.
That's what he showed me. It's pretty much anything, like, no matter what you look around, you'll find something. So that's where we look at it, the direction it's going, is an interest site / magazine.
Wonderful. It's, you know, you have over, how many people are actually tuned into VAMPT.org? Do you have a number of how many people?
We monitor views for our website so we can see how many people go on it daily. And it just depends on, a lot of the time, on the content. I remember it was before in, I guess it was December, we finally reached our count of over 100,000 views. So
wow.
We were pretty happy with that, considering it was less than a year to get up there. And it can just depend sometimes. One of our very popular posts. For instance, last month we had that Anthony wrote one on, and it was talking about Anne Rice's film Interview with the Vampire and how it was the 20th anniversary, and we went through and found some cool facts and did the article, and you end up with like 3,000 or 4,000 hits in one day. So it just depends, again, on the content. Sometimes you can just get 500 a day, but yeah, it just totally depends. And if it's also something that's really popular in the media as well, then you'll get a lot of hits as well. We did, I did an article last summer, I don't know if you remember seeing it in the news, with the Vampire Cafe in China. Did you recall seeing that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah? Okay. So yes. I did an article with that where I actually tracked down and found the cafe, because the big thing I found that the media was circulating was no one even actually pointed out where this cafe was or anything about what they sold. So it took about 2 days worth. We did some quick research and then got it out right away. And yeah, we just ended up with a lot more content than the other ones. But again, we got lots of views for it just because it was circulating in the media for like 2 weeks.
Well, that's awesome. And I know you guys also have Facebook groups. So which ones are your most popular Facebook groups currently?
Well, the one definitely our Facebook page for Vamped. That's one of the ones that that we like to do, because we post all of our things off the website on there. Which people, we don't usually do this Facebook. I don't know if you know this, but we do other social media. And the easiest way for people to find us is we actually go by Vamped Network. And you could find us on Tumblr, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook as well. So it's all under the same name. It's really easy to look and find us. But then we also have our other groups that we use for more talking and discussing about vampire interests or other things that come up, which we have a big one, the Vampirologist, again, which was Anthony's originally. That's where I met them. And then I also have one called Vampires and Death, which is kind of my little thing where I mix vampires and taphophilia together.
And I love that group. What actually brought you to enjoying and researching vampires? What was your personal, you know, hook, line, and sinker that got you addicted to vampires?
My journey?
Your journey.
I guess I started liking them when I was a kid. I remember one of my earliest things was in grade three or grade four. Have you ever read the book Bunnicula? It's about a vampire bunny. It's quite old.
Yes. I remember.
Yes,
that.
Okay. That's the one that originally piqued my interest, was the vampire bunny. And I remember the series, like, I ended up reading the next couple books in the series. I think one was Halliday Inn, and then they had, like, the Celery Stalks at Midnight or something. So from a kid's perspective, it was kind of cool having a vampire bunny that was a vegetarian. That's where I started with that. And kind of as I got a bit older, I really got into horror movies. So I would start to watch anything like Nightmare on Elm Street to Friday the 13th. It didn't really matter what it was. I just liked horror movies. And in the beginning, I didn't. I remember I watched something called, I think it was Maximum Overdrive, and it scared the crap out of me as a kid. So that one, yeah, it's just all these machines coming to life and everything. But after that, I was pretty good, so I moved into the horror movies and stuff. And my interest with vampires didn't really peak until, I guess, when I was in high school, where I stumbled across a copy of The Vampire Lestat at our library. And that was, you know, with Anne Rice's books, and they all came out. And the movie came out, I guess, about a year after, I believe it was, that I started reading her stuff. And I picked up that book, and I actually didn't even realize it was the second book in the series. So I read it, and then I was like, oh, wait a minute, and I had to go back and read the first one. And I just started reading everything that I could, and I even joined her. I had a fan club membership as well at the time. So I remember you got things like posters and stickers and all sorts of cool stuff back then. So, yeah, it's just, I guess what it was just, I kind of fell in love with Anne Rice's characters and the ambiance that she portrayed in her book, which was just yeah, it just kind of just hit me when I watched it or read it, and then watched the movies after, and then it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, I'm definitely a big Anne Rice fan. That's how I started my journey with vampires as well. As, I think it was in fourth grade.
Did you start with the first one, or did you?
I did, because I think I read the book. I was reading, like, Stephen King and that sort of stuff in, like, third and fourth grade, which I got in trouble for. But that's I just, you know, I loved horror movies and things of that sort. And my mom is pretty much a liberal on that, you know, rated R did not matter. So I watched a lot of stuff young that I probably shouldn't have. But, yeah, Anne Rice was, she definitely, you know, changed vampires as a, you know, from a literature, you know, fictional aspect. She, you know, definitely revamped them, I guess would be the word. And that's how I got my start with my obsession with vampires.
Oh, I was just going to say that the interesting thing was one of the first things that I actually wrote for Vamped was, I guess it was November 2013, Anne Rice actually was out here in Vancouver for a book signing. And I didn't even know she was coming out here, and I randomly just saw a tweet on my Twitter account, and I was just like, she's like 5 minutes away from where I live. And I was just like, what? So I went and looked, and I got tickets to go. And I actually got to meet her in person and got my book signed. So I was really happy. And that was one of the first things that Anthony got me to write for the site was he's like, write about, you know, the day that you met Anne Rice. So that's one of the first things that I did write for it, because I don't have so much, I guess, as a writing background, I have more of a business background. So that in itself was a little bit challenging for me. So it's been kind of like developing that over time as well as I write stuff. So.
That's awesome. I'll have to definitely check out that article, because a lot of my friends have met Anne Rice, and I feel like I should probably meet her pretty soon, because she is getting old. No offense to her, but she's aging.
What was interesting was the crowd of people that were there, because obviously I know her books, like when, you know, Entry as a Vampire came out in 76, so they've been around for a while. And the theater, it was just in a small local theater that they had her up on stage and asked questions. And she talked about The Wolf Gift that had just come out. And it was interesting to see people from, like, about, I guess, 15-year-olds up to even, like, I'd say in, like, 60s or 70s. So it was a huge range that you had there. And then you also had the gothic crowds that were all dressed out and decked in all their gear. And it was just really a good experience.
Yeah, I will definitely have to read that, and, you know, fans of Anne Rice should definitely get on your guys' website and check that out, because, you know, have you read The Princess Bride yet, or how was your...
No, I was holding off on that. We did have a review done for our website, so I haven't got around to reading that one yet, so, yeah, I was kind of saving it.
I'll check out the review. So you guys, I know when I look, you guys do have the forum on vamped.org as well, right? So people can go in and have a much more involved conversation.
We do, but that's one of the things that we're actually looking at phasing out right now.
Okay.
We haven't totally set on what we're going to do with it yet. It's just been something we've been kind of discussing back and forth, just because it's, I guess having a forum like on your website, it's harder to steer your audience or your readers onto the forum when a lot of stuff now is on social media. So
you'll
get people in Facebook, obviously, talking about things in groups, and then you've got Twitter going on. And so that's the only thing. That's why we haven't quite decided yet what direction we're going with that yet. But, yeah, we might do it. We might not do it at this point. We're just not sure.
And I thought that was really neat. That's unique to you guys. Is you, if you guys, you know, if there's a inspiring author, you guys do allow promotional bits on, you know, the new novel that someone's releasing, and I think that's cool to promote, because I'm a writer myself. The ability to get your written word out there And so that's kind of neat. And I, bravo to you guys. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, the thing we like to get to is it's kind of not so much, I guess, a promotional post, but it's, again, getting a story from the writer as well.
Sure.
So it's like combining their personal story and what they have to say and then adding in the element of, well, this is the book that they did or this is the project that they did.
Yeah, that's really a neat thing to have. Where are some, you know, just to kind of give us a little peek into future articles, what are some things that you guys are working on?
You can set out. I have a huge list, actually. The reason, I don't know if you saw the article that we just published yesterday. I'm not sure if you had a chance to check that one out. That one we just published basically, we've been working on it, I guess, technically since November.
Is it the Highgate Cemetery?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it took a long time to research and sort through this one, and that's actually part of the reason why, if you'll notice, there's been a little bit of a dry spell, just because a lot of our energy and time has been going into this one article, which actually the article ended up being too large, so we actually, this is the first part. We will be having another one that follows this one, and it was just, we just ended up with too much information. There's no way we could put it in one article. So I do have some other stuff that I have a list, and whenever I see something that piques my interest or we're discussing and then something comes up, or we've even seen something just like someone posts something on Facebook and it's like, oh, that would be a cool follow-up. So
sure.
I have a little ongoing list that I have for those. But, yeah, for now, there is some stuff in the works, but that's the one that I'll be working on, is that one definitely, to finish this off. Just because I kind of started it and I have to go again with it. Personally, another one that I like to do is we started doing it, it was last year. It started as a bit of an experiment, is I haven't seen a lot of classic vampire films. So one day Anthony was like, oh, here, you know, I want you to watch this. And I was like, okay, because he couldn't believe that the classic Nosferatu, that I'd actually never seen it before. And a lot of people say that, you know, well, it's a classic. It's been around for, I'm trying to remember. I believe the year was 1922. I could be wrong on that. Yes, 1922. But I'd never seen it. And so what we did was I wasn't allowed to actually research it. I wasn't allowed to look on IMDb, on, like, nowhere. I was just had to watch the film and then give my review of the film with knowing nothing about it. So it's a cool exercise, and we called it a virgin's view because I like to say it's virgin's eyes when you haven't actually looked or know anything about a topic. So
yes.
We did that one, and it went over really well, and Anthony actually did a follow-up article answering all my questions and my comments that I had based on my review, because, again, I wasn't allowed to look at anything for it. So I actually did another one this month. It was for a virgin's view for the classic film Vampire from 1932. And it did the same thing. I just watched it, didn't know anything about it. So that one's kind of like a regular one that I've already got some other films lined up that I'm supposed to watch. So
wonderful.
I actually enjoy doing it, though. So that it's interesting. Again, I just like not knowing anything. And it doesn't influence me at all.
That's a funny story about Nosferatu. I have a shirt with him on it. And... I've had numerous people come up and say, that's a cool Voldemort shirt. And I'm like, oh, children. But yeah, I get a good chuckle out of that, because not too many people, you know, definitely these young children, you know, they're Twilight bound, and I feel so bad for them that they're, you know, that's their vampire influence, is like Twilight. But yeah.
That's the interesting part, too. It's like, I love actually classic black and white films. Like, I love 40s films. I like to watch old stuff, but I've just never ventured into old vampire films. So, yeah, it's something different, but obviously it's like if you want to know the basics and some things like that, I should be watching them. So
yeah, well, definitely it would be a good for, and I'm kind of the same way. I've seen Nosferatu, but the older classics.
Yeah,
I haven't. So it definitely would be something to read and kind of get the, you know, get a different perspective. But yeah, that's really neat. I'm actually looking. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I guess it's like now, like whenever you have a movie come out, like last year with Dracula Untold, it's like it's all over everything, what everyone says about it and what they think about it, and it almost, I think it affects your perception of the film before you go to see it. So that's why I kind of like the other aspect about it.
Yeah. I'm looking at the website, which is, it's really well done. I love looking on here because you have, you know, the monthly digest, so people can click and kind of get the overview of, you know, that month articles, which are really great. Now, I know there's a spot here that says, you know, you have, like, win. Do you guys do contests and things of that sort, or is that still in the works?
That's also something in the works as well that we're working on. So
wonderful.
We're looking at integrating our Facebook with the website as well, and we'll be having some contests to do for our readers and stuff, you know, get some prizes, some things, maybe do some merchandising as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, because I see the store aspect as well. That'd be neat. Definitely, I love this website, and I encourage all my fans, people listening, if you love vampires, this is definitely the website to go to. This is the, you know, the prime source, the main vein that I think it's amazing. I think it's really good. And, you know, I really love the fact that your guys' articles, like you said, you research, and it's not just, you know, the fluff kind of articles. You know, you guys really do take your time. You guys research. Anthony is what I would consider, you know, pretty much like the encyclopedia of vampire information. I would love to have, and hopefully he can come on at some point. So I'd love for him to just, you know, blow me away with information.
You could pick his brain for a while.
Yeah, most definitely. Let me see. Okay, so I have to ask, out of all the fictional vampires, you know, I guess that would include TV, movies, which one's your favorite? Or what type?
Favorite.
Yeah.
I would say I was a very big True Blood fan. So I've done a couple articles on that as well, and we did our first actual video for the website on True Blood as well.
Wow.
Yeah, it's on our YouTube channel. I think last time I checked we're at over 12,000 views, so it's been out there for a little bit. So we've got some good views on it. That in itself we actually did for like a tribute video for when True Blood was actually just starting the final season. So I guess if I had to pick, like, favorite character or something, I like Eric Northman. I know most people would be like, oh, who doesn't like Eric Northman? But, you know, the Viking, everyone likes him. But I don't know. I just, the thing I guess I liked most about True Blood was I liked the gore, I liked the humor, I liked the fact that they basically put humans with vampires. There was no hiding. It was just built into their society kind of thing. But, yeah, I quite enjoyed that. I was sad when it finished. But, like I said in one of my articles, it's kind of like I was happier that they finished now on a higher note instead of dragging it out. And then it's just, you know, some shows shouldn't be extended that long, and then they do, and then it's just like you end up hating the show. So
Yes.
Or I guess you get let down with the end, which most people get let down because they don't actually want the show to finish. I had that when I watched the series Dexter. I remember when I saw the last episode, I was just like, are you kidding me? This is how you're ending it. So
did you like you like True Blood's ending?
I liked the whole aspect with the storyline bit with Pam and with Eric. I found that amusing. When they had, I guess, showing the last bit with the family dinner and Sookie and everything, I was kind of like, eh, and they killed, you know, spoiler alert, guys, sorry, when they killed Bill.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I didn't think they would have killed him and offed him, but yeah, they did, so...
And I was like, who is she married to? Like, don't even let me see a face. I was a big fan of True Blood, and I didn't like the ending. I thought it was like, I've always wanted. I was a fan of her becoming a vampire. But did you read the books? Or were you
No, no.
Wow.
I
always try to tell people to read the books before a movie or a series because, you know, it's all messed up. But
yeah.
Definitely, I would recommend the books. I think you would like them. They're, personally, my personal opinion, they're a lot better than even the series. So maybe you'll write something about that, you know, read a couple of those books in her series, because I think you would definitely.
I find that I don't have as much, I guess, between doing our website and my day job and doing everything like that, I don't have as much time to read. And I actually started, I wrote my own novel about 2 years ago, and it's about vampires. So I did that, and I'm actually doing the editing process for it right now, which has taken me a long time because I neglect it sometimes working on articles for Vamped. But,
sure.
Yeah, it's just, I found when I started writing it that I wasn't reading as much fiction out there because I didn't want it influencing what I was writing. So that's just my take on it, but yeah.
Yeah, understandable.
Yeah, plus though I do, for instance, I love Stephen King books, but movies not so much. So I kind of pick and choose which ones.
Yeah, well, on the True Blood end of that, and you might have to research this, but a friend of mine claims that he is currently in Louisiana right now he's an extra for a True Blood movie. So I don't know how legit that is, but maybe you can
invest that up.
Because he's claiming it's a True Blood movie and he is, you know, going to be an extra in the movie. So
okay.
Definitely a little tidbit there that I just learned a couple days ago.
Okay.
Hopefully.
No, cool. I will look that up.
Yeah.
Hey,
well,
it's worth
I appreciate.
Up, you know.
Show's about to wind down, but I do appreciate you coming on once again, everybody. This is Erin Chapman from vamped.org. I definitely want you to come back on, and maybe we can figure out how Anthony can get on, even though he's in Australia. And you know, give us some more highlights, or definitely if you have something big come on, we can, you know, share it.
Oh, there's
but
always
you
new
have
stuff coming out that we have, so.
Yes, yes, and hopefully, like I said, everyone, definitely check her out. Check out the site.
You can find us on Vamped Network on Tumblr, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all over the place.
Yes, definitely a place to sink your fangs into, that's for sure. But I'm going to say goodnight, and thanks for everyone listening. And thank you, Erin, for coming on, and have a great evening.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.